Feels really good, really proud. I think just more excitement than anything. Still buzzing from last week, and I'm looking to carry that forward into next season.
How much does it mean to have this position on a full-time basis? Obviously, you came in 6 weeks ago not knowing whether or not you'd be staying or going, and now you've got that stability.
I don't know if much is going to change in my approach, my coaching, in much things. I think it's just a signed piece of paper, honestly. It is one of those things I'm going to see family-wise and whatnot to have some stability, but I think that's kind of what got me the contract, was just being myself and enjoying the day-to-day side of things.
Has it sunk in yet? Have you been able to kind of get out and celebrate this playoff win?
Well, I think I celebrated it too much the first couple nights, and then it's starting to set today. There's kind of little bits and moments that I kind of remember, but it's one of those feelings that I'm desperate to have again, to be honest with you. It's one of those things, I've got a little bit of success, a little bit of taste of it, and I definitely want more of it. So alongside with the enthusiasm from last weekend, it's getting the excitement going for next year. So, you know, definitely looking to carry that forward.
And what are the objectives for next season? Have you had a chance to sit down with Tony and go through what you want to get out of the next 2 years?
Well, no, I haven't had a real on that front of what we're looking to do. I mean, it goes without saying, I'm looking to win every hockey game we play. I think that's one thing in Sheffield, is obviously the end goals are there. The end goals are understood by myself. They'll be understood by the players that, you know, anything less than trophies would be considered a failure, to be honest with you. That's the way Sheffield runs. But as long as you know that going in and communicate to the players, it's more game by game in the sense that every game's got its own story, own theme. And you got to win each game. So it's just ticking along in the sense of bringing it to each game and not to the future for too much.
At least you can start planning for the new season. What's the first port of call? What's the first thing you have to do now that you're the head coach on a permanent basis?
Well, obviously the British players are a main concern for any team in our league. I was at the game last night in Coventry, so that's kind of my main target right now. Welcome back Frank Doyle, Gordon Baldwin, Dustin Cohn. On their deals and just have communication with them. But, the Brits are the first port of call.
And obviously, kind of, you've got some players that are potentially on a testimonial. Obviously, Jason Hewitt, obviously, Jonathan Phillips has been a big part of the Steelers organization for a number of years now. Are those the kind of guys that you're looking to kind of re-sign as a first port of call?
Well, I think, obviously Mark Thomas is, the first testimony. You talk about that, he's got a testimony this season. It's so exciting. I'm so happy for Mark. And, he's on a two-year deal as well coming back. So, there's a couple other guys that, we'll just have to sit down and go to the finer details into it. But, yeah, there's been guys who have been here and put a lot of good service in. And we need that service next year, if not a little bit more.
Will you now be looking to make some changes, an opportunity possibly to put your own stamp on the team? Is that something that you want to do as well?
I think so. I think it's one of those things, every coach has its own style and philosophy, and it's just trying to bring the players in that share my approach for the game basis, where they want to win every game, they won't take nights off, they'll, work to the best of their ability, and, play fun hockey, play entertaining hockey in a sense. It's going to be fast, lots of second efforts, and just guys working hard and just being themselves on the ice.
With that in mind, have you got a kind of percentage of a certain amount of the squad that you want to bring back, that you want to see back on that bench for the next season?
I've got my ideas right now. It's one of these things. It's a difficult time of the year for both coaches and players. I think, we're so far off between ourselves, in the sense that guys have, their values and what they want to do. Not only next year for what level they want to play at, where they want to play at, what kind of money they're looking at. There's so many variables and elements involved in it right now that you can't get too caught up in who's going to be returning. But it's just, again, we're going to have a strong team. It's going to take a little bit of time to get together, but it's going to happen a bit later.
And obviously you are going to be looking elsewhere for players. Are you the kind of coach that, do you look at the North American market or the European market? Where are you kind of looking and potentially scouting for players for next year?
I'm looking all over the place. It's one of these things. My agent has been a good friend of mine for a lot of years. This guy named Rhett Gordon, who played in Sheffield. And, I'm going to be turning to him. He's just got kind of an agent market in the sense of he knows what our league's all about. But I'm open to, any and all players. And right now, it's just it's a little bit of a chase game, just seeing who's out there, who's interested, and make kind of first contact with a lot of people. We're not in any hurry. I think, you know, what Sheffield has done with the off-ice stuff, the way the whole organization's set up, the way the players are treated, the whole outlay of the arena, the practice rink, you know, the off-ice, the workout facilities, it all speaks for itself. It's first class, so anybody who comes to our league should be wanting to come to Sheffield.
And just on the subject of obviously your assistants, obviously you've had kind of Neil Abel this season as kind of your bench coach, and then you've had Steve Gertsen as a kind of player assistant coach. Are you looking for now an assistant coach to bring in and kind of coach alongside you?
Well, I mean, it's one of these things. I was only going to come back if Neil was going to come back, and he's a must for me. Neil Abel was, he was great for me on so many levels that I need him back to facilitate a lot of communication for me. And I know a lot of communication gets lost in his Scottish accent, but the players are able to pick up on it no matter what. But he's such a good man, good hockey man. He's good for the organization. So I wouldn't be returning unless he was in the fold.
And he's going to be assistant coach, is that? Or are you going to bring someone else in alongside Neil?
As of right now, it's only Neil. I think he does a fantastic job. I'm not really going to look elsewhere, to be honest.
What is it, you've alluded to it a bit there, but just going to a bit more detail, what is it about Neil Abel that really helps you with what your role is and kind of takes the pressure off you as the head coach?
It's just facilitating the communication. On the bench, we deal a lot with the forwards and the offensive side of things, where Neil's on the defensive side and the defenseman. So if anything needs to be communicated from myself down to them, Neil is there. He's able to keep tabs on stuff. And it's one of these things where sometimes the players might not feel comfortable coming to talk to me about a lot of, some different things where I do have an open door policy, but Neil is also there to help aid that communication. It's kind of being able to hit them on so many different levels of communication that there's no excuses, and he helps out on that.
And just finally, obviously you've been here 6 weeks now, you're a playoff champion with the Steelers. Is it starting to feel like your bench now? Because you played for those couple of years behind Mike Blaisdell, who was such a legend at the club. Is it now starting to feel like your bench?
No way, not even close. That's Blazers' bench. I'm just holding the mark for a short term. That'll always be his spot.